Oh captain, my captain. Oh captain, my captain. Oh captain, my captain. Oh captain, my captain.
Hello, hello, fans, audience, listeners of Oh Captain, My Captain. How's it going? Ricky here, long time no speak. I want to give you guys a little life update about everything that's happened to me since the last episode. So I won the Chortle student competition in the end, which was something I was really chuffed about. I was named one of the best new and up-and-coming comedians in the year 2024. And I became a fully fledged doctor, and now I'm living in Brighton. I'm not the little mess student I was when we started this podcast anymore. But the main thing I want to tell you guys about is I've started a new podcast called Sweet Lemons with Ricky Masindo. You can listen to it anywhere you get your podcast, Spotify, Apple Music. But the twist is this time you can actually watch it on YouTube. Yes, there's actual video of this podcast. And I'm so excited for this because I'm so proud of how it came out. The premise of the podcast is basically because I'm a doctor and I'm a comedian, I have a lot of people who I know who are very unrelated. Some doctors, some comedians. And I wanted to make a podcast where I could bring on the most interesting people I know, whether they're funny, whether they're serious, whether they're researchers, whether they're clever people. And I wanted to bring them to you guys in a format where you can really get to know them. So I really think you guys are gonna like this, and I want you guys to check it out. So much so that I've got a little excerpt for you from one of the episodes, one of the latest episodes actually, of comedian and impressionist Tommy Moore telling his story of when he did one of his best impressions of someone we've actually had on this podcast, James Acaster. Except the twist was he did his James Acaster impression to James Acaster, and we all know James, how funny that must have been for both of them. So yeah, I'll stop talking for now and check it out.
The coolest experience of my entire impressioning career the other day, I was at his gig, the Heckler's Welcome. And I really wanted to go, but I didn't get tickets. Mm-hmm. And then one of my best mates, shout out Ollie, he was like, I actually can't go now to the gig. Do you want to go? Do you want my ticket? And I was like, I'd love your ticket. He gets in like halfway through the second half and he's like, I knew me and my girlfriend were perfect for each other because she once took a meme of a horse to the hairdresser to describe what she wanted done to her hair. And I was like, great. That's so funny. That does fit the description of exactly what I would imagine James Acaster would be with.
Other than
someone who was into Mr. Bean. But yeah. It was, and then he goes, what if anyone's ever taken a meme of me to the hairdresser, walked in with a meme from Bake Off, walked out with a haircut like Paul Hollywood. and then he goes like, I'm sure you all know the meme I'm talking about. And I was like, this is a golden opportunity.
Yes, the gods.
This is.
Have opened and there was up like the a sky.
Good, there was like a good 3 second gap mm-hmm. after you said that. I was like, this is prime opportunity for me to do this. I like didn't even look across because I was like, I can't look at these guys right now.
Yeah.
And I went, started making it, had a breakdown. Bon appetit. it must have been like a 500 capacity venue. It was the Roundhouse in Camden.
Yeah.
And every single person there lost it. They were like fully creasing. It was so good. And like it died down and he was like, yeah, that's exactly what that moment was missing. Subtext. Thanks very much. And he was like, a very good impression though. Unless it just sounded like that, in which case I'm very sorry. I was like, and then he was like, he went back to the thing he'd done in the first half about impressions. Yeah. He was like, imagine, because basically the story was that he had wanted to enter a school talent show to do an impression, but didn't know how to do any.
Yeah.
So he wanted to do one of Prince Charles.
Yeah.
And so he went home, he stood in front of his mirror and he's like, I'm going to try and do this Prince Charles impression. Uh-huh. He goes to do it, does it once, and it's so bad that he ends up crying for about an hour afterwards. So he's like, That was the end of my impressions career. Never did another impression after that. And he goes, imagine if you'd been in my school talent show. Not only is that a better impression than any impression I can do, that's a better impression of me than me. and so in response, I was like, fair play, man. Fair play. And then it was quite funny because like he was trying to move on and then like the audience was like laughing like slightly over what I was saying.
Yeah.
So I went, no, shh. Okay, be quiet. And he was like, do that one more time. And I was like, fair play, man. Fair play. He's like, that's a really weirdly good impression. I don't like the fact that you're just in the audience for the rest of my show. How am I supposed to carry on when there's a man with my voice just sitting up there somewhere that I can't even see? What if I'm me from the future? And he had no idea. But no, I was like going to let him carry on with his thing.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
He was like, right. The end of it was, he was like, right, I want you to memorize the rest of my set. We'll get you on at the end. You can do the second half again. Everyone gets an extra half the ticket of their payment back. And that was such a cool moment. It was, and he was really nice about it as well.
Yeah.
Like, I was worried that he would kind of be like, right, I'm just going to completely move on. Ignore this guy because he's a total arsehole.
Yeah. I mean, it's a show called Heckler's Welcome.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of have to.
That's a very nice heckle.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, I'm such a fan of you that I've learnt your voice. Mm. Here you go. A present from me to you.
Exactly, yeah. So did anyone like do mean heckles?
Oh, yeah. There were some really bad heckles that night. Like, you could tell that these people would come in there and just like, it's like, oh yeah, Keezy, I'm gonna fuck it. Oh, you're gonna watch this, mate. I'm gonna get him.
This is just your impression of a geezer.
Yeah, it's just a geezer. Because he was sat directly in front of me to the left with like three blokes.
Yeah.
And after I did, because that was the first heckle of the night, like halfway through the second half, me doing my impression. And I think, sadly, as much as I was glad that I did it, I think it slightly opened it up to everyone else then doing their little heckles.
I see.
And a guy in front of me, completely out of nowhere, just kind of went, just like in the middle of just like quite a sense, he was talking about like how he was thinking about giving up comedy and stuff, and in the middle of it he just goes, your mum should have swallowed you.
Oh,
and everyone just looked, no one really laughed, and everyone just kind of looked around like, do you really just say that now? That was a really bizarre and inappropriate time to choose to do that. Like, I get it. You've read the poster. We understand. You don't, you want to come in here and you want to do a little heckle to yourself, but that's bad.
That's so funny.
And then I think I can't really remember this because I was buzzing at this point. I couldn't hear the rest of the set because I was just like, I can't believe you just heard my impression. Mm. But earlier in the thing, James had said, that his normal response, he'd been at a thing where someone was really mean about his mum.
Yeah.
And his response was, my mum died really recently. And the whole crowd just died because he was like not laughed, just like literally was dead for the rest of the evening because they were like, oh my God, that man's just said something about his mum and his mum's dead recently. That's really bad. And so, of course, the guy then obviously completely forgot about that in the beginning and then said, oh, your mum should have swallowed you. And James just went, just so you know, my mum's dead really recently. And like everyone like lost it because obviously it was a callback that we knew that his mum was dead. But it was so good. And he really like warmed, like, and then I think someone else called out like, your girlfriend left you for Mr. Bean. And he was like, I told you that. I said that to you. You can't then use that against me. That's not how that works. I'm literally giving you that on a silver platter. You got to do your own research, man. If I make fun of myself about it first, you can't then use it against me. it was a great night. He's a really good comic. He's genuinely just so solid every time.
He is so talented. And it's like,
that was an expert from Sweet Lemons. Please go check it out, guys. I know you're going to love it. Come say hi on YouTube. Watch it on YouTube. Listen to it on Spotify, Apple Music. Give it a 5-star rating because I know you guys are going to really enjoy it. There are 6 episodes more, but it's going to be coming out every 2 weeks. And I know this one will really make a lot of you happy. I'll see you later, guys. Bye-bye.
Sweet Lemons.